don't have a strategy of regime change. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. Secretary of State Antony Blinken reinforcing White House messaging after President Biden said this in Poland about Russia's leader.
For God's sake, this man cannot remain in power.
The White House also had to clarify when President Biden told U.S. troops that they'll witness the bravery of Ukrainians fighting off Russia's invasion when they are there. The White House quickly corrected that, saying the president was not changing his position on deploying U.S. forces to Ukraine. Secretary Blinken has moved on to the Middle East, where concern is growing about a possible revival of the Iran nuclear deal.
There is no daylight between us on the fundamental proposition that Iran must never be allowed to acquire a nuclear weapon. And whether there is a return to the JCPOA, the Iran nuclear agreement, or not, that principle will not change.
Blinken is meeting with Israeli and Arab leaders. Now that President Biden is back in Washington, he's turning his attention to domestic issues. He'll release a budget blueprint this week.
The president is expected to announce his proposal on Monday. The plan would include a so-called billionaire minimum income tax, a proposal that would tax Americans worth more than $100 million, a minimum of 20%, on not only stated income, but unrealized gains on stock holdings.
Fox's Sue Guzman, Republicans argue a tax on the wealthy would hurt the economy by diminishing private investment in companies that create jobs. Americans over 50 could soon be lining up for another COVID-19 booster shot. According to reports, the FDA could make the recommendation in the coming days as a subvariant of the Omicron strain starts to spread in the U.S. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
A fast-moving wildfire prompted the evacuation of nearly 20,000 people in the Boulder area of Colorado. Officials say the fire is burning in the same area where a massive fire last year destroyed 1,000 homes. The cause of this fire hasn't been determined. So far, no structures have been damaged. More than 3 million Ukrainians have fled the fighting with Russia, and many of them have ended up in Poland. Others have landed in Moldova, Slovakia, Romania, and Hungary. Zoltán Kovács is a diplomat from Hungary who spoke to Fox's Cavuto Live.
Just across the borders, we have about 150,000 ethnic Hungarians living in Ukraine. So we have a special regard for them. But we obviously don't differentiate whoever is coming, whoever is arriving from Ukraine, either directly or through Romania.
The United Nations estimates that more than 6 million Ukrainians have been displaced within the country. The owner of a small radio station is facing big criticism for what's being sent out over the airwaves.
Peter Chartel says he's just promoting free speech and alternative views on KCXL just outside Kansas City, Missouri. But criticism is mounting that he's a traitor for broadcasting Radio Sputnik, Kremlin-sponsored content. The station began carrying it in 2020, but Russia's invasion of Ukraine has now prompted threats. It also forced the National Association of Broadcasters to issue a statement calling on stations to stop carrying Russian-sponsored programming. The company that owns Radio Sputnik pays stations in the U.S. to air programs. Only two do so in the U.S. During one recent broadcast, Russian state media lies were echoed about the country's attacks on civilian targets, as well as Putin's baseless claims that his enemies in Ukraine are Nazis.
That's Fox's Samantha Liebman. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.